All right. First, let's just say a quick prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for this time to be together. I pray, Lord, that your word would be preached. I pray that and hearts would be willing and ready to receive it. Just pray for your help and support. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, good morning. So, as what probably happens a lot of times, I kind of started studying and I sort of had an idea of what I was going to look at, and it went a different way. God opened up some different things for me. So I was looking at in 1 John, and I was reading 1 John 1, and it says, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled, concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declared to you the eternal life which was the Father and was manifested to us." So as I started looking into that, I really started looking at the word "that" which was from the beginning. And then I also was thinking about John 1:1, where it says, "The Word, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." So I started kind of looking that up and looking at, okay, so in the beginning, right from the beginning, Jesus was there. And what that kind of led me to was the phrase, or the appearance of the angel of the Lord. So, and I found it quite a few times in the Old Testament, and each time it's a little bit different where he shows up, where the angel of the Lord shows up. So I just want to go through a few of those, look at them, look at who the angel of the Lord was and what happened and what was said, and then also look at the angel of the Lord as it is as it pertains to the New Testament as well. So before I do that, I want to talk about in, let's see, where is that? Because I was a little bit out of order here. All right, sorry. Here we go. So in Exodus 33:20, God says to Moses that nobody can see his face. Nobody can see the face of God. So Exodus 33:20, "But he," meaning God, "said, you cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live." And it says, then God passed by Moses, and he covered him with his hand, as he covered Moses with his hand as he passed by. And then when God was passing, he lifted up, and Moses was able to see his backside, or his back. And then in John 1:18, it says, "No one has seen God at any time." At any time. This is the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father. He has declared him. So it says that Jesus, the only begotten Son, has declared him. And nobody has seen God or seen the face of God. So with that in mind, I want to look at these instances of the angel of the Lord. So first is in Genesis 16. We'll start with verse 7 through 13. It says, "Now the angel of the Lord," and this is talking with Hagar. After Ishmael was born, she was Sarai told Hagar to leave, and so she's out in the wilderness with Ishmael. It says, "Now the angel of the Lord found her by a spring of water in the wilderness, by the spring on the way to Shur. And he said, 'Hagar, Sarah's maid, where have you come from and where are you going?' And she said, 'I'm fleeing from the presence of my mistress Sarai.' The angel of the Lord said to her, 'Return to your mistress and submit yourself under her hand.' Then the angel of the Lord said to her, 'I will multiply your descendants exceedingly, so that they shall not be counted for multitude.' And the angel of the Lord said to her, 'Behold, you are with child, and you shall bear a son. You shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord had heard. You shall call his name Ishmael because the Lord has heard your affliction. He shall be a wild man; his hand shall be against every man, and every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of all of all his brethren. So, and then she called the name of the Lord, "You are the God who sees," for she said, "Have I also seen him who sees me?" So just a couple things from there. So this is the first appearance in the Bible of the angel of the Lord. I don't want to stress the angel of the Lord. And the angel of the Lord says, "I will multiply your descendants exceedingly, so that they shall be counted for the multitude." So I think it's really clear here when they say the angel of the Lord came to visit, it's not just an angel sent from the Lord, it's actually the Lord himself. Because he says, "I will multiply your descendants." And then it's interesting that she called the name of the Lord, "You are the God who sees, for I have seen him who sees me." So and we'll see in different accounts the different names that they give to the Lord. And then the second instance is when the angel of the Lord appears to Abraham when he was about to sacrifice Isaac on the altar. So this is interesting. So after Isaac is born, God speaks to Abraham to test him and tells him to go to Mount Moriah to offer Isaac. In Genesis 22, 1 through 2, it says, "Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, 'Abraham,' and he said, 'Here I am.' Then he, God, said, 'Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you.'" And Abraham obeyed God, obviously, as we know, and he took Isaac to the mountain, and then he was about ready to offer him up when the angel of the Lord appeared to him. So Genesis 22, 11 through 12, it says, "But the angel of the Lord called to him from the heaven and said, 'Abraham, Abraham.' And so he said, 'Here I am.' And he said, 'Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.'" And then continuing Genesis 22, 15 through 18, "Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, 'By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants, as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies, and your seed, all the nations of the earth, shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice.'" So, a couple things were interesting about this one. So, in the first, in Genesis 16, when the angel of the Lord appeared to Hagar, it doesn't say specifically, but it seems that it was, it doesn't say that it was a voice from heaven. It seems that it was a physical appearance. In the encounter with Abraham, it seems that it was a physical appearance. He called to him from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn." But again, it's the angel of the Lord, and he says, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord." So when Abraham was first tested, it specifically says that God spoke to him, and then when he was about ready to offer Isaac, it said, "The angel of the Lord." So then I also wrote down, and I was just I was going through here. So we'll wait a minute to do that. So that's the second time, and then we'll come back a little bit to something on there. Then the third time was in Numbers 22:22, and this was with Balaam the donkey and the angel of the Lord. In Numbers 22:22, it says, "Then God's anger was aroused," and he's speaking to Balaam. It says, "Then God's anger was aroused because he went, and the angel of the Lord took his stand in the way as an adversary against him. And he was riding on his donkey, and his two servants were with him." And then it goes on to say, it says that the donkey actually saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with his sword drawn. And then the angel of the Lord speaks to Balaam, saying, "Behold, I have come out to stand against you because your way is perverse before me, And again, here, in this case, it's the angel of the Lord who's saying that he is the Lord, and he's appearing in physical form before Balaam. And then in Gideon's, the next time that it happens is in Gideon's in Judges chapter 6. So I'm sure everybody knows the story of Gideon, but it says that the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon in Ophrah and told him that the Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor, and to go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hands of the Midianites. It says, have I not sent you? Later on in the chapter, Gideon refers to the angel of the Lord as my Lord, and he uses the word Adonai, which is the Hebrew word for the name of God. In other places, it would be translated Yahweh or the Lord. And that word's actually used over 300 times within the Old Testament to refer to the name of God. And it's interesting this. So Gideon then, he brings an offering to the angel of the Lord. And the angel of the Lord tells him to take the offering and to put the bread and the meat on a rock and to pour the broth on top of it. Then the angel of the Lord touches them with his staff, and fire comes and consumes the offerings that were put onto the rock. And then in Judges 6:22, it says, now Gideon perceived that he was the angel of the Lord. So Gideon said, alas, O Lord God, for I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face. And then the Lord said to him, peace be with you. Do not fear, for you shall not die. So that was really interesting. Gideon said, I've seen the Lord face to face. And any time, or most times in the Bible, when somebody sees an angel or the angel of the Lord, they're fearful and they're afraid they're going to die. And the Lord said to him, peace be with you. Do not fear, for you shall not die. So then the birth of Samson is another time where the angel of the Lord appeared. And the angel of the Lord appeared to Manoah's wife to declare to her that she would conceive a son, Samson. Said, who will be a Nazarite to God from the womb and will deliver Israel out of the hands of the Philistines. So she describes then, so the angel appears to Manoah, and she goes on and she describes to her husband what she saw. So in Judges 13:6, she says, so the woman came and told her husband, saying, a man of God came to me, and his countenance was like the countenance of the angel of God, very awesome. But I did not ask him where he was from, and he did not tell me his name. So then later on, Manoah sees the angel himself. He sees the angel of the Lord, and he refers to him as the man who spoke to his wife. Doesn't immediately realize that it's God or that it's the angel of the Lord. In Judges 13:15-18, it says, then Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, please let us detain you, and we will prepare a young goat for you. And the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, though you detain me, I will not eat your food. But if you offer a burnt offering, you must offer it to the Lord. For Manoah did not know he was the angel of the Lord. Then Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, what is your name? That when your word comes to pass, we may honor you. And the angel of the Lord said to him, why do you ask my name, seeing it is wonderful? So, similar to Gideon, Manoah and his wife offered a young goat. They wanted to offer a sacrifice. And the angel of the Lord says to Manoah, you must offer it to the Lord. But he was the Lord. But as Manoah and his wife, as they offered a young goat upon the rock, and it happened the same way that a flame came up and it took the sacrifice they had put on the rock. But it said, as the flame went up toward heaven from the altar, that the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar. Then it says that When the angel of the Lord appeared no more to Manoah and his wife, then Manoah knew that he was the angel of the Lord, and Manoah said to his wife, "We shall surely die because we have seen God." And then in 1 Chronicles 21, these are ones that I added a little bit later. So 1 Chronicles 21, we see that the angel of the Lord coming down. It's a little bit different. So we see him coming down and executing judgment on the people after David took a census and numbered the people and sinning against God. And the angel of the Lord in this instance appears with a sword. So it says in 1 Chronicles 21:16, "Then David lifted his eyes and saw the angel of the Lord standing between earth and heaven, having in his hand a drawn sword stretched out over Jerusalem. So David and the elders, clothed in sackcloth, fell on their faces." So David and the elders worshiped the angel of the Lord. It's an indication that the angel of the Lord was in fact God. In Psalm 34:7, it says, "The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them." And then we see the angel of the Lord delivering and defending his people in Isaiah 37 from Sennacherib, the king of Assyria. So in Isaiah 37:33-36, it says, "Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shield, nor build a siege mount against it. By the way that he came, by the same way shall he return." Again, talking about the king of Assyria. "And he shall not come into this city, says the Lord, for I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. Then the angel of the Lord went out and killed in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when the people arose early in the morning, there were the corpses all dead." So the Lord says that he will defend his city. And in that verse, the angel of the Lord then comes in physical appearance and defends the city. So there were a couple other instances in the Old Testament. I didn't write all of them down, but those are the main ones that cover specifically the word the angel of the Lord. So then I was curious, so what about the New Testament? Is the angel of the Lord mentioned in the New Testament? And it's really interesting. I didn't find anywhere during Jesus' earthly ministry that the angel of the Lord's actually mentioned. But he does come right at the beginning. It doesn't say the angel of the Lord. It says an angel of the Lord came to declare the birth of Jesus. So in Matthew 1, verses 20 and 21, it says, "But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.'" And then in Matthew 2:13 it says, "An angel of the Lord appears to Joseph again in a dream, telling him to flee to Egypt to escape Herod." And then again in Matthew 2:19, "The angel of the Lord again appears to Joseph in a dream, telling him to return to Israel because Herod was dead." So I found it really interesting in these cases, a couple things. It doesn't say, again, it doesn't specifically say the angel of the Lord. It says an angel of the Lord. And it's not a physical appearance or a physical voice from heaven, but it's actually an appearance in a dream. And then in Luke 1:11, it says, "An angel of the Lord," actually, and this is to Zacharias, John's father. It says, an angel of the Lord appears to Zacharias to announce to him the birth of his son John. In this case, the angel of the Lord clearly identifies himself. So in Luke 1:19, he says, "And the angel answered and said to him, 'I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and was sent to speak to you and bring you these glad tidings.'" So as opposed to in the Old Testament, when the angel of the Lord specifically mentioned and called himself God, or said that he was God, or his he was going to bring things to pass, In this case, it's clearly Gabriel. And then an angel of the Lord is mentioned several times in Acts, in the book of Acts. And again, it's not the angel of the Lord. It's always mentioned as an angel of the Lord. It says, in Acts 5:19, it says, "But at night an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them all out and said, 'Go, stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of life.'" So this is when when some of the apostles were in jail, and the Lord came and opened up the prison doors for them. It said it was an angel of the Lord. And in Acts 8:26, it says, "Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, 'Arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, and this is desert.'" And this is where Philip goes and meets the eunuch and speaks and preaches to the eunuch. So it was an angel of the Lord that came and spoke to Philip saying that. And then Acts 12, verse 7, says, "Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison, and he struck Peter on one side and raised him up, saying, 'Arise quickly,' and his chains fell off his hands." So, in all these accounts in the New Testament, the angel is referred to as an angel of the Lord. He's never referred to as the angel of the Lord. Head down here. In Acts 12:11. And then Peter says later. So after that, Peter says in Acts 12:11, "And when Peter had come to himself, he said, 'Now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jewish people.'" So Peter says he sent his angel. Again, not the angel. So, I wanted to go through that, and I don't know. It doesn't say anywhere, and I'm not going to make the claim that the angel of the Lord that's referenced in the Old Testament is Jesus. But I think it's very clear that it was one of the Trinity of God, one part of God that was there. And I just think it's really interesting that's the angel of the Lord's not mentioned anywhere in the New Testament once God comes in. Oh, it is. Ah. Sure. Okay. So that's what I had. So again, So any comments? Again, as Lisa mentioned, in the New Testament, or in the King James Version, it does say the angel of the Lord, not an angel of the Lord. Okay. Yeah. It's definitely could be wording. So again, I don't know, but I know that it says that Christ is from the beginning and Christ was in the beginning. I don't know if that was him, if that was a Christ or if that was the Lord, but I just thought it was very interesting.
I like that point you pointed out in Genesis. I guess I never caught it before, but when the angel of the Lord presented himself to Abraham and said, "I will." Mm-hmm. And that's kind of showing me that, it's God that gives life. It's not an angel. There's many angels that have many different utilities in heaven, but none of them create. And I think that was one of the most eye-opening thing, the verse that went through for me, was, "I will do this."
Mm-hmm. Hebrews says, "Because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself."
Yeah, and that's another one, too. he swore by himself that he would.
Yep.
Yeah, the angel of the Lord says, by myself I have sworn. So, and then in Revelation, Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. So we know that he was there from the beginning and the end. And then in John 8:58, he says, most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. And he was referring back to Exodus when the angel of the Lord appeared to Moses in the burning bush and told him, I am who I am. Go tell all Israel that I am has sent me to you.
Jesus had not had a body prepared for him yet at this time. Mm-hmm. And I do not have a divinity myself, but I just feel that it is a gray area that I have conflict with, because no man can live and see the Lord. So I stick by thinking upon that verse.
Mm-hmm.
That's just part of it. But on the other hand, I realize these eyes, but that's all I do.
Yeah, and that's for good, and I appreciate that. I was really kind of conflicted thinking about this. So I wanted feedback and thoughts, because I have the same thing, because it says nobody can see the Lord and live. So I wasn't kind of sure not how to rectify some of these verses with that. So. Thank you.